This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time once again to head out and drive this rig down that musical road we call the Jukebox Highway. Hello there, folks. This is John Agonis, your host here on the Jukebox Highway. We're coming to you from Dunedin, New Zealand, on OAR, Otago Access Radio, right here in Dunedin. And if you haven't listened to the show, we play folk music and roots and blues and bluegrass and old country, singer-songwriter, both old and new contemporary singer-songwriter stuff. All sorts of music that you don't hear on mainstream media and that you might not find on popular playlists on streaming sites. So we're going to get right into it with Australian Bernard Fanning with a song called Somewhere Along the Way.
Swelling up with rain, bullet pits, another worthless fight. Town just yawns and closes for the night, singing, please to me. Its own thunder to the sky, lightning brings penetrating rays. She rolls over and closes up her eyes, singing, please to me.
To the southern land, hit the Smoky Mountains, but I have no fear. Air brakes are screaming and I'm fighting with the gears. Got a load of freight out of New Orleans, trying to miss the scales into Tennessee. A $50 fine would nearly kill my soul, eating up the profit of my doggone load. got a baby down in Caroline. When I think of her, sort of chills my spine. Smoke from a diesel rolling by my van. I can hear her calling for her big-footed Dan. The going gets hard, how nobody knows. The roper froze hungry, so he flagged me off the road. He said I was speeding by his radar scan, speeding up a hill with an overloaded van. I see a sign blinking, says the best truck stop. I stop for a while to see what they've got. 20-cent coffee makes me think I'm robbed, listening to the waitress griping about her job. I got a baby down in Caroline, just a dream about her sort of chills my spine. With a nickel cigar and the whistle of the wind, I can hear her calling for her big-footed Dan. I can hear her calling for her big-footed Dan.
Wild and they're scared. that bright colored makeup and those clothes that you wear. And I seen you dancing last night neath the trees. You're spooking the horses, and you're scaring me. The road meets the highway, those bright city lights must have shone through your windshield and got into your eyes. And I guess you thought that they'd set you free. Spooking the horses, you're scaring me. You're not tying your hair back anymore, and you're wearing dresses like you never.
Smith with a fine song, Spookin' the Horses. Before that, it was Barbara Nesbitt with At Large in Tennessee. And then before that, the great Benny Martin with Big Footed Dan. To start the show, to start this set, it was Somewhere Along the Way, done by Bernard Fanning. I'd like to remind you to head over to Facebook, look up the Jukebox Highway there, and you'll see that I post the playlist a day or two before the show every week. You'll see that we just played Fred Eaglesmith, and we're going to head into this next set, which is a bunch of songs from the early folk music revival in the 1960s, early 60s. So these are a lot of early folk artists, what they call the folk scare of the early 60s. Anyway, we're going to start out with the great Tom Paxton with a fine song, The Last Thing on My Mind.
Mm-hmm. It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a morning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next, I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world's in an uproar, Roy, see, my own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville, or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Every time me and my baby go uptown, police come and they knock me down. Cocaine run all round my brain. Yeah, baby, come here quick. This old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine run all round my brain. Yonder come my baby, dressed in red. She's got a shotgun, says she's gonna kill me dead. Cocaine run all around my brain. Cocaine run all around my brain. Early one morning, 4:30, cocaine knocking at my door. Cocaine run all around my brain. I'll take Sue. Ain't no difference twixt the two. Cocaine run all around my brain. Yeah, baby, come here quick. This old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine. Started down Beale Street and I'm turning up Main, looking for a gal who sells cocaine. Cocaine run all around my brain. Into my pocket, grab my poke. Note in my pocket says no more coke. Cocaine run all around my brain. Cocaine run all around my brain. Cocaine's for horses, not for men. They tell me it'll kill me, but they won't say when. Cocaine run all around my brain. Yeah, baby, come here quick. This old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine run all around my brain.
many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
And of course, we can't have a folk revival set without Bob Dylan, and that was him, of course, doing Blowing in the Wind. Before that, the great Dave Van Ronk with his version of the Cocaine Blues, probably my favorite version of it. Before that, it was the late Phil Oakes with his great anti-war protest song, I Ain't Marching Anymore. Before Phil Oakes, we had from California, Kathy and Carol, two of my favorites, with their version of the Green Rocky Road. And before that, it was Fred Neil with his song, The Other Side of This Life. To start that set, Tom Paxton with The Last Thing on My Mind. And I hope you get out and see some folk music and head out to some of the smaller clubs or house concerts where you'll see that folk music today is alive and well and is flourishing quite a bit, mostly because it's singles, solo acts, and duos and trios. Because that's what you can afford to do these days, folks. That's how musicians are able to travel. It's too expensive to carry a whole band these days, so a lot of people have shrunk down to solo acts or duos or trios. And that's not a bad thing, because there's some great, great house concerts all over the world, really. So we're going to take this next set. We're going to start in with Robert Earl Keen with a great story song about stealing cows from the 4-H rodeo. It's called Shades of Gray. Here's Robert Earl Keen and his band doing a live version of the song.
Three, Randy's brother, Bob, my old GMC. We had some moonshine whiskey and some of Bob's home gone. We were so messed up we didn't know if we were drunk or stoned. Daddy was a sad sack, tall, kind of free. Old Bob was a rave maniac, crazier than hell. They'd been kicked out of high school 7 years ago for pushing all the 40 cans in the 4-H rodeo. Since they'd done their little dance right outside the law, popped twice in Oklahoma, once in Arkansas. I don't know what possessed me to want to tag along, cause I was raised a Christian, and I knew right from wrong. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna fade. End up for the light, it'll die by shades of gray. Sweetheart's paw. We sold them at the livestock sale outside of Wichita. We got $900 and never did suspect the world I heard we'd be in once we cashed a check. The next day we heard the story on the local radio. We made our plans that very night to go to Mexico. And I swear would have made it if it wasn't for the shine. I got sick about the time we crossed that Kansas line. Black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay. In the dawn before the light, live or die by shades of gray.
May love my lover, my friends, traveling mercies till I see you again. Traveling mercies out on that road. Traveling mercies, may love bring you home. From it all.
you know where I am. You catch me if you can. On the lonely road to home, every silent footstep is your own. When the winter snow comes down, baby, when the crazy winds of the summer burn the
trio, the Refugees from out in California. My pal Wendy Waldman, who wrote and sang that song called Catch Me If You Can. Before that, Doc Watson with one of the definitive versions of the song Blue Railroad Train. Then before Doc, we had Emily Scott Robinson with Traveling Mercies. And to start the set, Robert Earl Keane with Shades of Gray. And that'll wrap it up this week on the Jukebox Highway, folks. Really do appreciate you listening and supporting the show, writing to me on Facebook and letting me know who you want to hear. Maybe send me some new names, names I might not have heard of. I'm always happy to listen to stuff and play it if it's appropriate for the show. I am privileged to hear all sorts of great music that truly flies beneath the radar, and it's well worth it. So send me any tips you might have, including your own music, if that's the case. We're going to take this out, as usual, with an instrumental with Buddy Emmons, or a tribute to Buddy Emmons. That's what the album's called, and it's got a whole bunch of great steel players, produced by my friend Steve Fischel in Nashville. This one's got Doug Jernigan, the great Doug Jernigan, playing Buddy's Boogie. And so with that, this is John Egenish, your host here on the Jukebox Highway, saying adios. We'll see you on down the road.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.